In an audio tape broadcast on the internet, the leader of the self-styled Al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula group, Qasem al-Rimi, is threatening to topple Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh. In the tape, al-Rimi tells President Saleh he will be driven from office like former Pakistani President Parviz Musharraf because he is supposedly an agent of the U.S. who has lost his legitimacy. Al-Qaeda, on the other hand, he alleges, is becoming stronger.
وإن كان فاقدا لكثير من الأرض والشعب والجيش والشرعية وحربنا له في هذه المرحلة.
He claims that President Saleh has lost a lot of his territory, much of his army, and his legitimacy. He goes on to allege that Al-Qaeda is now fighting a war of attrition and strengthening itself to widen the battlefront against its enemies and to destroy them. Yemen Post editor-in-chief Hakim al-Masmari notes the threat to topple the government is not new.
This is not something new. That's something that was announced over 3 years ago. But the new part is that Al-Qaeda announced that it will create an army, Aden Abyan army. And the Aden Abyan area is known to have a very good stronghold for Al-Qaeda members.
Princeton University Yemen expert Gregory Johnson says he thinks al-Rimi is exaggerating about the group's strength, but says it has grown since last year and has been multiplying its propaganda in recent weeks.
One of the things that stood out to me is really the vast amount of statements, both printed statements, audio statements, videos, magazines that Al-Qaeda has put out over the past couple of weeks, including eulogies. There's really been, I think, a significant uptick in the last couple of weeks in just the amount of material that the organization has put out on jihadi websites. And this in conjunction with some of the attacks that they've been carrying out. But certainly the group seems to have grown significantly from where it was, say, at about a year ago at this point, when many people were suggesting that there were, say, 300 members of Al-Qaeda.
Johnson says he believes recent Al-Qaeda attacks are driving many foreigners into leaving the country, which will have long-term negative effects.
The cumulative effect of some of these attacks that we're seeing in Yemen is that more and more foreign civilian employees are either leaving Yemen or not coming to Yemen. And so the foreigners that are in Yemen, more and more there's an equation where it's heavily military. And I think if you look at any country, that sort of an equation doesn't spell success.
Editor Hakim al-Masmari says Al-Qaeda has been carrying out small attacks in Yemen, but that many experts worry it is preparing to carry out a big one to show how powerful it is and prove that it can destroy the economy of the country. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.